What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. It's Friday.
And it's always raining in Albany.
It's episode 640. I didn't write anything down.
Yeah, we talked about records.
Ah, vinyl.
Of both kinds. And then we talked about some other things.
Lorne Michaels.
We did talk about sitting in the lab.
That guy's an idiot.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for listening, guys.
Yep.
Peace out. Friday. Welcome to the show. What show, you ask? It's the Terry and Gadge Comedy Show. I'm the Terry. And he's the Gadge.
What up?
We're listening to a record right now. This is a vinyl record.
A vinyl?
By Yob. Yes. This song is not on the CD of The Great Cessation. This song is called Blessed by Nothing. From The Great Cessation vinyl, two bonus tracks on that album.
Wow.
You can actually hear the crackling of the needle in the groove there if you listen real close in the headphones. So that's awesome. Yob getting ready to record their new album. They'll be starting recording at the beginning of the year, mere weeks away.
Wow.
So I'm going to guess that they'll probably have it out by April.
I used to listen to a lot of 45s. Yeah. I had a 45 of that Neil Young song, Needle and the Damage Done.
Yeah.
But I had a bad record player, and it ruined the record.
That's ironic.
I know.
It's the single and the damage done.
It is, and the needle fucked it up.
Because the needle ruins everyone.
I know. Was he just talking about a record player? A crappy record player?
Yeah. He's seen the needle take another man. Like, because if you lose your record player, fuck, dude, you're fucked.
Yeah.
I saw a post on Facebook earlier in the week from Noriko Ott, who's going to be coming down to the Denny's Grand Slam Comedy Show. And he picked up an album when he was in Seattle for a comedy show up there. He picked up a vinyl record of someone that I can't recall right now. But he said, hey, I got this record. Where can I get a record player, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Friends hooked me up on a good deal on a record player. Mike McGowan had the best comment of all. He said, I'm surprised that in Portland they don't sell them at the fucking 7-Eleven.
Yeah, that's true.
For all the hipsters. Or just one of those little ones that you open up that's like a little suitcase or a lunch pail, and you open it up, and the thing's like this big, like a little plate, and the record hangs over the edge. The record's actually, the box is smaller than 12 inches, but it's still a record player. Fucking weird shit. Bring your records down here, Noriko. We'll fucking play them. I got a record player. I'm old. It's cool.
I'll tell you what's something else that's weird. Two brothers had their picture taken on Santa's lap.
Ew.
I know. Can you believe that?
Why is that weird?
Because they've been this the 30th year in a row they've done it.
Oh. Okay. That's a little weird.
Yep.
Just a little bit, though.
Yeah.
So what's their deal? Where are they from?
They're from Crazy Town.
Crazy Town. I love that, dude.
Massachusetts. Yeah, one of them, one's 30 and one's 34, and they've been doing it since Well, the one guy's been doing it for 33 years, but the other guy had to wait a couple years to get started.
He's never going to catch him either.
Yep. Yeah. In 1980, when they first did it, it was around $5. And now it's $20.
Huh.
Yep.
Well, that's kind of shit.
And as the mother has the photo album that she brings out every Christmas. Hmm. Yep.
Huh.
That is crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, and if you go online, you could probably check out those pictures, but if you want to.
Only if you want.
Yeah. Crazy Mrs. Chusigatians. What am I going to call you, Massachusettsians? How do you end that word?
I don't know, but you know what's cool about having my computer instead of my Kindle? I can play all those songs that it says not available on a mobile. Okay, here's a song that's going to tie into a story.
All right.
Kiss lead guitarist Ace Frehley's New York home, which was in foreclosure, goes up in flames. So you know what they did? They called the firehouse!
Oh, wow.
Woohoo, yeah!
They should. Are you going to play a firehouse song?
No, this song. this song is called Firehouse. I love Firehouse, though. They're good. Suburban New York house owned by lead guitarist Ace Frehley has gone up in flames. Firefighters were called to the stone house in the town.
Is this his haunted house that he was on fucking Celebrity Ghost Story with?
I don't know, but it just struck me funny, as you could tell. His house went up in flames, but it's made of stone. Stone doesn't burn, does it?
If you got a big bad wolf, it will. Man, he's going to get in there some way. His first house was built of hay, and that didn't work. It burned down. And then he built one of sticks. That burned down, too. And then he thought, well, fuck, I'm going to build one of stone. And then there's a ghost in there, and now it burned down.
The home was heavily damaged with flames burning through the roof. Or roof, as you may say. The newspaper says the musician has been fighting foreclosure. For a couple years, Red Cross helped a resident with emergency... someone lived in it? Oh, a caretaker had been living in the home. It wasn't clear whether the 62-year-old founding member of KISS was there at the time of the house.
He was a founding member?
Founding. Well, Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. He was the third of four.
I didn't know they founded it together. I thought it was more Paul and Gene...
Well, it kind of was, but they weren't a band until they got Ace and Peter.
Like that Eagles song. Paul, Gene. Paul, Gene.
They're the only two guys that are in the band.
I just assumed that because, they went on without the other two guys. Like, it almost seemed like they just fired them.
Yeah, firehoused them.
Mm-hmm. Is that what went on? Because Peter Criss, he was all... drinking, drugged, heroined out.
Both of them.
Yeah, they're both alcoholics, and Gene didn't play that game.
No, I don't
even know he wrote Gin.
No, Ace Frehley wrote that.
What?
Yep.
But
Gene Simmons sang it.
Oh,
that was before they had allowed Ace to sing on any record. It's kind of like George Harrison, you get one song per record.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that led to greatness, though, because. That throttle of George, he came out with the four albums set of his songs after the Beatles,
Yeah.
It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, here's all the shit I've been writing for fucking 10 years. Play it on a mountaintop.
Listen to me roar. I am woman. I am George Harrison.
And then he came back and he's like, and then 10 more years, I'll write one more song and I'll call it I Got My Mind Set on You.
I got my mind set on you. Wasn't that the Traveling Wilburys?
No, that was George Harrison on his album Cloud Nine.
Okay, what was the other song that sounded just like that was a Traveling Wilburys? There was another one that was like...
All of them kind of in a way. All have the same kind of production feel of the Jeff Lynne.
And it sounded like Ringo on the drums, because yep. It probably was.
Sounded like a new ELO album. Faintly.
They're like, whoa, it sounds like that one Tom Petty album that Jeff Lynne wrote all the songs on. With it's like, oh, it's a little, bit of Roy Orbison in there, but Bob Dylan kind of sounds like Tom Petty anyway. So it's
is that Richard Gere singing on that song? Oh, wait, he was just in Pretty Woman.
Speaking of Richard Gere, I was just waiting for you to bring that up.
Oh, you got a story about gerbils?
I do. The blood from a human erection has enough blood to keep three gerbils alive.
Wow.
I guess that's enough blood to just be coursing through the whole system. So you've got three gerbils full of blood in your penis when it's hard.
So you got like three gerbils on a wheel?
Just in there fucking pumping the blood. And Richard Gere's all, hey, you want to put your three gerbils in my... No, I don't. Sorry. I do not want to do that. I'm sorry that you asked.
That reminds me of the 40-year-old virgin. I saw that scene the other day where he was all playing with the condoms.
Yeah. Oh,
wait. I had him stuck to his foot. Hey. The daughter comes in there. Jeez, how many times did you guys just have sex?
I need to watch that. I haven't watched it for a long time.
I hadn't either. And it was on Comedy Central. So instead of bleeping, they just silenced out the...
It's still kind of annoying.
Yeah. It's like, well, sometimes it doesn't matter, but sometimes, you know, it is an actual key word.
Yeah.
You know, that would be nice to be overdubbed.
Yeah.
You don't need to fucking...
Oh, my back.
Blank out over the word vagina or whatever.
Hey, like we promised, we are here on a Friday. It is a Friday show, and we missed last Friday's show due to unforeseen circumstances. And in case you didn't notice, Monday and Wednesday's show was a special lo-fi edition.
Lo-fi.
We were bringing it back around, lo-fi. Keeping it real, bringing it back to the first third episode with Seth Milstein, where we
did have Seth Milstein on both Monday and Wednesday, but he was so far away from the room,
you couldn't
Mike.
Hear him.
Yeah,
because when he came, well, the first time he came on the show, he was stoked to be here because he knew we had good production values. Mm-hmm. So we showed him. We turned it on room mic and said, "Fuck it."
That was darn near 20 months ago.
That was darn near. Yeah, if we were a baby, we'd be 20 months.
I know.
But, or if we were a prison sentence.
No, prison sentence, you only got 2 days. The first day you cast and the last day you
the
cast.
The day you go in and the day you go out. Yep. But, yeah, we had a little forget-me-not where we took the recorder to the comedy show. And we recorded all the comedians, all three of them, all four of us. Actually, yeah. Dustin did his set, too.
And then I forgot to turn the room mic off.
Yeah, because we got to turn on room mic, and I should have just used yours for the line mic, because then we wouldn't have had to change, and we wouldn't have forgotten, and we would have been cool. But you learn a lesson every time. I saw a guy in a cab dropping a couple people off at the comedy show last Friday, and I don't ride in cabs very much, especially locally, because I have a car and I don't drink much. Yeah. But I rode in a cab when I stayed in Reno for a couple days by myself when I went to this convention for the artificial leg, the sea leg thing. And I don't know. Cabs seem kind of weird to me. And then I saw this story. Seemed kind of weird.
It is kind of, because we don't live in bigger cities, though. I once took a cab ride for $42. That's how many miles it was.
Wow. I think it was $8 just to get me from the airport motel to the strip in Reno, which is $8 is pretty cheap, I guess.
Especially if you know, if you're traveling with three or four people, you know, that can
I was by myself that time, but that was back before I was single and in Reno and I didn't even get laid.
Wow.
I know. I didn't have enough money.
Yeah.
I wasn't about to call one of those cards that said $38 delivered to your room. This hot chick on this card.
Like, gets her to your room, though. Yeah. It's not,
and now that you've called me, I'm to your room, you got to pay me that $38 plus the $200 that I would have charged if I was going to suck your dick. I'm calling my pimp. As you may or may not have heard on the lo-fi versions, Portland hammer comes down on the pimps.
But
anyway,
pimps.
I'm talking about the cabs, and this is a sad, weird fucking story. This North Carolina mother is suing the Allied Barton Security Cab Service after she says they put her son in a taxi and sent him home even though he was already dead.
How's he going to pay for that?
I don't know. Hospital security guards sent Darren Washington, whom they claimed was uncooperative and refusing to talk or move. Huh. That could be symptoms of being dead.
Yeah. But you know, you could still throw a good party though if your name's Bernie.
Oh wait, his name wasn't Darren. It was a Darren. Yeah. I thought they said a like one Darren Washington. It's a Darren. A apostrophe big D A R R E I N. A Darian.
A Darian.
A Darian Washington.
That's the kind of strings I use.
He'd been going to the hospital for 10 years for treatment for recurrent pneumonia with his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Mm-hmm. And he was admitted to the hospital and misdiagnosed with bacterial pneumonia. He was correctly diagnosed with fungal pneumonia and given the proper medication. He was discharged, even though he was feeling weak and ill. The hospital called a taxi service to take him home.
Mm-hmm.
And the security guards move him from a wheelchair into the cab, and then from his hospital to the lobby of discharge, he was allegedly uncooperative and refusing to talk or move. His mother said he was unresponsive due to the fact that he was dead. She claims that the guards put her dead son in the taxi and even crossed his legs, and when he arrived after a 45-minute trip, he was unresponsive and cold to the touch.
Is this a common thing that they just had to put him in the back of the cab and send him on home, though, from the bar?
No, from the hospital.
No, he was from the hospital.
Yeah, it was the doctors.
Yeah.
Hey, Adarian, why aren't you...
Yeah.
Don't check his pulse. He's just faking it.
Don't ask him where he lives.
Yeah. Sir? Sir?
That's fucking freaky, man.
I know. So he gets to the place and he's like, all right.
That's Obamacare for you, though, right? Am I right?
The cab driver's all right, we have arrived at your destination. $32.50. Wait, that was a 45-minute cab ride. $100. And he's like, he's unresponsive and refused to talk. He's being very cold to me right now. My friend goes in and gets the mom, and she's pissed. You know, so she'll probably get a buttload of cash. I mean, yeah. It won't bring her son back.
The cab driver said it was like driving Nelson Mandela around.
Hi-oh! Driving Miss Daisy.
Yeah.
Was switched around with Morgan Freeman in the back. Morgan Freeman in the back.
Well, back of the bus. You know who reminds me of Morgan Freeman is Lorne Michaels.
How?
Because, you know, there was a big old stink. Remember the stink that SNL went through earlier this year? Remember the stink?
I don't know.
What didn't they have?
Oh, yeah.
A blacktress.
Yeah, they only had no black girls.
A blacktress.
Okay.
That's a black actress, a blacktress.
Not too sure.
You think he would fall into that kind of pressure to add somebody?
No.
They've never added anybody mid-season.
I think he goes for talent.
Yeah, but he would never, like, hold a secret audition or something and announce a month in advance that...
We're getting Ellen Cleghorn back just because
we're going to we're gonna hold a secret audition and cast somebody mid-season. He wouldn't do that, would he?
Remember Ellen?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah. He did?
Yep. Next month, there's going to be a new cast member.
Black American?
A blacktress.
Really? So he caved to the pressure.
Yep, he said he confirmed
whatever
that a female black comedian will be added to the cast this January.
It's going
to
be Ellen whatever mm-hmm. I said before, not DeGeneres. Ellen Cleghorn.
He told the New York Times, or as I call it, the New Torque Yimes, that this is the first time he can remember adding a cast member mid-season.
Yeah, then why are you doing it, Lorne?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. Maybe he needs Michelle Obama.
Yeah. Maybe she should be on the show.
Who's out there and funny, though? Who should get it?
Or
Peele?
I think it would be. I think it would be probably an unknown. I don't know.
This will be the first black woman on the cast since Maya Rudolph.
And she's only half black.
I know. I wouldn't even...
Probably the first black lady since Ellen Cleghorn. I'm going to keep saying it. Do you remember Ellen Cleghorn?
That was like 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah. Late 80s. She was on there when Spade and those guys were starting to come on, I think.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
But think
she
about it.
She was kind of taller and...
Yeah. She played that Shaniqua,
mm-hmm.
which was one of the first yeah. times you hear her making fun yep. of those black names like Shaniqua. And
I thought she was funny.
Yeah, she's funny. She played that psychic that came on Weekend Update with Kevin Nealon sometimes.
Yeah.
She had a big funny hat. But think about it, though.
Anything. I don't have anything.
After that, who was there? Who was there, any black actresses?
No.
But they never made a big deal about it back then.
I don't get why it's being made a big deal. I didn't think it was like a big deal, like, oh, she's black, when you're talking about that chick that I remember seeing back in the day. It wasn't like, oh, there's the black lady or whatever.
Ellen Claycomb?
I mean, yeah, she was black, but...
And she's pretty dark black, too. She wasn't no light black.
Yeah, she was just funny. And I thought, you know, she didn't play like a ton of roles, though, in there, did she? Like, she wasn't like a prime player, was she?
No. Well, no, she got in some skits.
I mean, even though
she
showed up in some skits and I'm sure wrote some.
Yeah.
But she wasn't like, she never got like Spade and Farley.
She'd had that one recurring character, which was that Shaniqua, the psychic that come on. But, you know, if you're just a recurring character, well, a recurring character on the Weekend Update can be pretty big.
Yeah,
for a person, you know. But she wasn't like a major. She had all those other hot shots on the cast that were kind of overshadowing her or whatever, you know. So
Chris Rock.
Yeah. How was a black man going to do that? Fucking Chris Rock.
He said he saw about 25 people. I didn't know there was 25 black people left in America.
Oh, dude.
Come on.
Not funny black women. You got to be funny, you got to be black, you got to be a woman. That's like winning the lottery, man.
Yeah. And you got to be like 21 to 25 or something too, right?
Yeah. Mm. Well, no.
I just made that joke because it's the easy joke.
You don't have to be 21 to 25.
He's not going to cast you if you're over like 30, though.
Sure he will.
No. Who ever cast over 30?
Colin Quinn. Gotcha.
That's a good argument, but I don't even know, though.
And you're like, why didn't you even cast him?
Who else, though?
Think about now. None. It's all youngsters nowadays, I guess.
I think so. There's got to be someone. They're probably in young 30s, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think he prefers to get them, like, around 26, you know, out of the comedy belt chain. 26 to 32 is probably like...
Breaking news, Lorne Michaels is a racist and an ageist. He caved to
race. I wouldn't say that. He just
did.
I'm saying that he's caving to people. He's
a caveman. That's what you call him. He's a caveman.
Yeah.
A person who always caves under pressure.
Yeah.
We just coined a phrase right now. You're like, what do you call me? Like a Neanderthal? Yeah. No, you're a caveman, dude. You always cave under pressure. You never stand up for yourself.
If there was one that was funny enough, then you should have cast him next time or last time.
Yeah.
You know, shit. What's next? And then they're going to get a black dress on, which is fine, you know, whoever is, as long as they're funny and they fucking hold their own up there and are just like shaking on there because they're fucking on camera or whatever. And then you got like fucking, and then what's next? Oh, they don't have anybody who's 12 on the show. So he's going to have to fucking have a special audition to get somebody who's fucking 12 to be on the show. Oh, you don't have anybody in a red shirt on the show. You're going to have to hold a special audition. He's going to add a cast member with a red shirt. Fucking ridiculous. Where does it end?
What about Michael McKean?
Does he wear a red shirt?
No.
He's out.
No, you know, he was on Saturday Night Live from Spinal Tap, Lightning Squiggy.
Yeah.
Apparently, I think he was one of the oldest people to ever be hired.
Huh.
As a...
Yeah, but I mean, he was well known by
the
time.
He was Lenny and Squiggy, though.
He was fucking, he was like, you know, you can't say no if he wants to be on your show.
Why not?
Because he's a fucking satirist master.
That's a great phrase.
A satirist master and a fucking spoofist. A master spoofist.
What the fuck are these words you're coming up with?
He's a master spoofist. Would you disagree?
No, but that...
Or a satirical master? A satiricist master? Blaster?
Guess how old Michael McKean was when
57.
When he joined?
48.
46.
I'm going to say, though... All right, you got a list of the ages on SNL when they started?
Yeah, guess how old Daryl Hammond was when he got hired to be on Saturday Night Live.
31.
39.
What?
Yep.
But
in 95.
Something that he had, though, was was
impersonations.
Clinton.
Well,
Clinton.
Well, he does a lot, though.
Because you always got to have a president.
Yeah, but he did a ton of impersonations.
Certainly, certainly. Yeah.
Phil Hartman was 38 when he got hired.
Wow, I wouldn't have guessed that.
In 1986.
Well, I guess he seemed older, but still, yeah.
Garrett Morris, 38.
Chip Charlie.
Christopher Guest, he was 36.
Another
Colin
spoofist.
Quinn was 36. Billy Crystal was 36. You look marvelous.
Yeah. That's but that was at the beginning, though, so, I mean, he would have been on there if he was 21.
Daryl Hammond is currently the oldest cast member who left when he was 53 years old.
Wow. So you got some of the youngests?
Maybe. This is a...
Juliet Louis-Dreyfus when she was 13.
No way.
Yeah, but her hair was 40.
What about Anthony Michael Hall?
He was probably 17.
Yep. Eddie Murphy?
18.
19. Robert Downey Jr. was 20.
Huh.
Abby Elliott's on the show right now. She's been on for 4 years, which she still seems like new to me. But she
Downey
was,
Jr., he was like, he'd already been in three or four huge movies, though. One hadn't he with like 16 Candles and...
Well, he started in 80, he only did the 1 year from 85 to 86.
Yeah, yeah, but he was kind of established from those others, and they're kind of like, they kind of, those comic movies, it seemed like they were such a big hit. Maybe he was kind of like trying to draw that kind of a audience by grabbing that and the Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
She was 21 years old when she joined in 1982. Gestapo. Sarah Silverman was 22 when she joined in 93.
Hmm.
So Sarah Silverman's 45.
Piscopo. Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo Live, Saturday Night Sports. Story. Baseball. You do such a... You just do words. It's fucking awesome. And Jay Farrow, the guy who currently plays Obama, was 22 2 years ago.
Wow.
So he's a youngster. So, yeah, there's a little information of... God, this
cool.
is amazing,
who is the
dude.
Average is... Age.
I don't know, but do you know how many cast members they have had?
Okay, let me take a wild stab. 123.
That's close. 137.
Wow.
And that's in 36 or something years? Wow.
That's only 4 a year then. Average of 4 new year. Year.
Yeah, but
how big is their cast generally? 15? No, yeah. Dozen?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
They usually have how many when they go through the things they'll have.
Oh, I just
they
saw
cut it up. They cut it up by like the feature players, right? And then they'll like, and then these people, and they'll show the steel of their face, right? Rather than like have an intro for them.
Yeah. Next week I'm going to bring in the clip because I just recently got it on my DVR again of the Whitest Kids You Know when they're making fun of Saturday Night Live. They're like with Andy Samberg. Mm. Adam Sandler, and they're like, Andy Ambler, Randy McBlambler, just like nonsense names, but it goes on for a long time. Now, I always thought that like Tim Meadows was one of the persons who had the longest tenure at the show.
Al Franken, man, by far,
yeah,
like
him
47 and- years.
I don't think he was considered a cast member because he wasn't part of the Not Ready for Time primetime players, but he would come on with
a
Frank and
David
show.
Yeah, he was a huge writer, though, for at the beginning, right?
Yeah, big time. Daryl Hammond holds the record.
Huh.
14 years he was on
Who's
there.
Who's written the most skits that have gone to air?
Seth Meyers, I don't know, but Seth Meyers now is his 13th year. This is his final year.
Is he the longest running Weekend Update guy ever?
It doesn't say that. It's reached its 7th year. Oh, yep. He is the longest-serving Weekend Update anchor to break records once held by Dennis Miller and Tina Fey.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. Cause fucking, I don't know. I like Seth Meyers. He's funny on the Weekend Update.
Al Franken and Fred Armisen both had 11 years. And Kenan Thompson, this is his 11th year. Tim Meadows,
Al
10.
Al Franken only 11?
Yep.
Ah.
Kevin Nealon did 9. Hartman did 8. Parnell did 8. Horatio.
Franken's probably been in the Senate for 11 years now.
Dude, I never even thought about it, but I just thought about their night, because I finally saw him on something. Whatever happened to Horatio Sands?
he lost a bunch of weight and he was on Comedy Bang Bang.
He just kept losing.
Dude, he was on Comedy Bang Bang and he was playing this guy that was giving you like construction tips and he was talking like this and he had a cowboy hat and he was all dressed up and I had to wait until the end of the episode to actually find out who it was. That's how well of a character he was playing, but he'd lost a little bit of weight and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess he's still out there doing stuff.
Wow.
I got a crazy Florida story real quick, if you got time for that. A Florida man was arrested after he was caught transporting 20 pounds of pot wrapped up as Christmas presents. Randy Jesus Valdivia, which is probably Jesus to his good friends,
mm-hmm.
of Surfside, Florida, Florida, he was pulled over by state police. On last Thursday, they observed indications of criminal activity, and they asked him if they could search his car. He consented to search, and then they found and opened the presents, which he had 40 individually wrapped bags containing marijuana worth about $160,000.
They weren't his. He was giving them away.
No, those people, somebody just gave me all those presents.
Yep.
I haven't even got a chance to open them.
Just taking these down to the soup kitchen. What are you opening my tots?
What are you opening my presents for?
Toys for Tots.
Those are my presents. Oh, you're taking my presents? So poor crazy Floridian Randy Jesus Valdivia.
Valdivia.
Yeah. Poor Valdivia.
Jamie so, Lee Activia.
Only four shopping days until Christmas today, so we'll mention
371 days left.
We'll mention this early. Go to tagcastpodcast.com and check out the Amazon link. It's, it says Shop Amazon. You click on it, it takes you to Amazon, and then you can buy stuff. And maybe, just maybe, if you order with a credit card today, you can have it delivered before Christmas. I'm not sure.
Yep, if you don't go click on that link, we can't save you any money.
I guarantee it.
Yep.
You're going to like the way you look.
Yeah, you know, Lorne Michaels, he's also a big part in the new Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Really?
And Jimmy Fallon Tube.
What does he have to do with it?
I don't know. He's preparing it, I guess. And he's also, maybe he's a producer.
Huh.
But he's also, he's got dibs in that Seth Meyers pie, too. That new Seth Meyers pie.
What a dick.
The new Late Show with Seth Meyers.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's fucking every night live.
He's got dibs with everything, dude.
I know.
It's like he tries to control everything with any former...
NBC's drowning, though. What does NBC have right now? What do you watch on NBC?
I don't watch TV.
What's on NBC that you can't live without?
I don't watch much of
exactly.
No network TV, I don't.
Exactly.
I watch the cable channels like Access
TV. They don't have anything. They don't have That's Incredible anymore.
I watch IFC, AMC.
What? You watch that mixed martial arts stuff?
No, that's UFC.
Oh.
I watch this. It's the International Fight Channel. It's just people arguing constantly. Uh-huh. It's like debate teams from around the world. It's IFC. And there's like four IFCs on my thing. There's the International Fart Channel, where people just sit around farting.
What about the International Flapjack Channel?
Yep, that's for all you Denny's lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's the difference between a pancake and a flapjack and a Johnny cake and a hot cake and a hoe cake?
Just depends on what neck of the woods you're from.
Yep.
My grandma used to like to cook flapjacks.
Oh, really?
But sometimes you call them hot cakes.
Have you ever had a hoe cake?
No. That's a hot cake without a T.
No, I think it's a kind
it
of
is.
It's a southern hoe cake.
He's like, Mama's serving up hoe cakes. And he's like, what's hoe cakes? And he's like, well, we always used to have tea with our pancakes. It's hot cakes without the tea.
Yeah. They got that from the, and I think it might be a myth, is that people would cook them on heated hose. Like use that as a flat griddle.
You heat a prostitute up?
Because it's, yeah. I think it comes from like a southern plantation.
Bacon bread. You guys should get some bacon bread the next time you go to Pizza Now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm eating some right now.
Yep. Get that new Krampus crust.
Merry Christmas from Pizza Now with our new Krampus crust pizza. Bacon and Krampus.
You think Lorne Michaels will be the new Ed McMahon to Seth Meyers?
Yes, sir. Hi-o!
He would do like the radio spot ads too for him, wouldn't he? Like the commercial spoofs, Ed McMahon.
Yeah, I'm finding out all these fucking people that are doing like Kyle Kinane's the voice of Comedy Central.
Oh, really?
Joey Fatone is the voice of Family Feud.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna bust out into Baby Bye Bye Bye. Like, I don't know who NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. What's the difference?
You know, just Justin Timberlake also wrote that Chili's theme song.
Ba da ba ba ba. You're Chili.
No, not Chili's, but the that Baby Back Rib song.
I want my baby back rib.
That was Justin Timberlake.
I loved it when it always makes me think of that episode of The Office where Steve Carell brought his boss Jan with him, and Tim Meadows was the sales rep, and he was like, they were having troubles with the sale, and he was like, I don't know if I want to do it. And next thing you know, he's ordering a couple of drinks, and he's like, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. And they start singing, and one of them's like, Chili's, baby back ribs. It's fucking hilarious. Because that makes me forget. I need to go back and watch some of those classic Offices. Offices.
I don't think he's been funny in a movie since The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Steve Carell?
Yeah.
No, he took on too many serious roles or something.
Those ones where he was, he wasn't Jesus, but he was that one guy.
Evan Almighty?
Yeah. Which was a part two of a different movie with probably the same plot with a different actor.
With Jim Carrey,
like
it was.
And Team Two. Team
no, it
Wolf
was, because it was Bruce Almighty, remember? And that was funny.
I didn't watch that one.
You
did? I watched Evan Almighty.
Dude, you got to watch it. Funny. It's Jim Carrey, Bruce Almighty.
Well, he's in Kick-Ass too.
But Steve Carell's in Bruce Almighty as the newscaster.
Mm-hmm.
And that outtakes on the DVD of the special features... Fucking crack my ass.
He's got
up.
Michael Scott sensibilities when it comes to choosing what's a good script for him.
Jim Carrey?
No, Steve Carell.
Oh.
He's like, Michael Scott would take that role, but Steve Carell shouldn't.
Michael Scarn.
He should just do Office movies forever.
That'd be pretty awesome. I just think the American Office was way more better than...
Why? Because
I don't know why.
Because Pam was hotter.
No, because I guess I just don't like that one dude that invented it.
Did they have who played Stanley on the other Office?
They didn't have no black people in the English Office, did they?
Oh, no, that's what I'm asking.
They were racist on that one because they didn't care about it. So
they didn't think people bothered to think about it.
You know what's weird?
A lot of
you see, it's a birthday. We were talking about Kiss earlier, and Peter Chris, it's his birthday today.
That Tom...
Peter Chris Kula.
Tom Cruise song, Kiss, that Prince covered?
Yeah. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe it was a Tom Waits song.
You said Prince?
Prince covered it.
Ah. Kiss. Oh, I thought you were singing that What Does the Fox Say song.
I have that song memorized.
You know it.
I don't memorize.
Also, we're talking about Kiss, Peter Criss's birthday, and we played Firehouse, and you asked me if it was Firehouse. We were talking about Fire Hose the other night because you said they opened for Nirvana. Mike Watt. What? Mike Watt.
Like Bass Head or Bass Head or something.
Fire Hose. Bass Head.
Fire Hose.
Anyway, Mike Watt worked out tonight, and the fucking music keeps cutting out in the background. I'm going to fucking freak out in just a second. In just a second. Would you like to dance? Let's see, who else we got? Anybody? I don't think so. No friends that I know have a birthday on the 20th. Don't forget about Jonah Hill.
Firehose is going to get in a reunion.
Jonah Hill. That's her last birthday.
Jonah Hill, 28.
He's 30.
30?
Yep, 30 today. I loved his role in Django Unchained.
A Django Unchained.
That was a great roll. It was better than the cinnamon roll I got from my mom last night.
He wasn't in there that long, though, was he?
No,
just
it was
about
very,
the sheets.
Very short roll, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good, though. I liked it. Okay, get out of here, you Beatles. You guys are dead anyway. So, yeah, happy birthday to those people and anybody else who's celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to you, you big sillies.
Firehouse. You can get your Firehouse tickets now.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where are they playing?
I don't know.
Dude, stop making up stuff.
I'm trying to find out who played with Nirvana and Firehose when I saw them at the Armory.
Hmm.
It started with a B.
Black Betty?
Blam, 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 Black Betty.
Okay, so we're finishing out this list from throughout the week. I put a post up saying we're podcasting today and what's on your mind. And one of my old buddies from the country coach days, he was a tile setter, and his Facebook name now is Chip Tyler.
Chip Tyler! He'd
always chip the tile. Brian Reedy, he's still as crazy as ever. I said, what's on your mind? He said, yep, might as well suntan in the winter.
Might as well suntan in the winter.
What does that even mean?
Yep,
might as well. That's Y-E-A-P.
Yep,
might as well suntan in the winter.
Yep. I don't know.
Reedy, you're really fucking weird. Brian Reedy. He's a funny son of a bitch. He used to drink an 18-pack after work every day. Hey, anybody listening who lives in the Portland area and likes metal and plays the bass guitar, you should hit up Tony Avila. They're looking for a new bass player for World of Lies, and those guys secure some pretty fucking awesome shows. They recently played with bands like Nile, Napalm Death, Cannibal Corpse, Morbid Angel. They're opening for DRI next month. And if you join them right now, you'll be opening for DRI next month. They're looking for someone reliable with a bass rig, gear, bass guitar, license, car, not a druggie, someone who's down with practicing and doing short tours up and down the West Coast and maybe farther if opportunities arise. Hit him up. They're on my friends list, Tony Avila.
Are you familiar with that Pink Floyd song, The Nile?
Oh, no, but I did miss one birthday. Speaking of Pink Floyd, it's Alan Parsons' birthday. But The Nile?
That guy's always working on some project, that tweaker.
You know what one of his big projects was, right?
Yeah, Alan Parsons' project?
No, Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So that's why I mentioned that. But no, they have a song called Nile?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you got that on your computer?
Possibly.
It would be a good cover for a rock or a metal song, because it's very...
What year is that from?
Oh, it's off of the Moore soundtrack or something like that, one of those Obscured and By the Clouds kind of obscure albums.
Voivod does a cover of it.
Yeah, play that.
Play that. Is it the same album that has Astronomy Dominine on it?
That might be.
Huh.
December 14th. When was that?
Today, or I mean Monday.
20 years ago was
Sunday. Last Sunday.
20 years ago from then was Nirvana show. 20-year anniversary when they played with Firehose, and
the band that Nirvana. Starts with a B.
And the band that starts with B that I still can't fucking figure it out.
All right, here's the Nile song by Voivod.
Is this the original?
No, this is Voivod. He said, play that one. So I played it.
Very true to the original.
Yeah.
And they just kind of moved it up. They transposed it up every time.
Is that what Pink Floyd does? And it keeps going up and up and up?
Yeah,
and up?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'm going to have to check it out.
It was one of the songs that kind of showed me about transposings.
Yeah, I'm going to check in and hear what the Pink Floyd one sounds like, because that's pretty cool, and I know that they do.
Yeah, it's very similar. Not so much probably distortion, but it was still, it was a pretty rocking tune for like Pink Floyd, even after I had perused most of Pink Floyd's discography. I was like, wow, that's a really...
And that was an older song or what?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I like their song "Is Ibiza Bar," or however you say it.
Ibiza Bar?
Ibiza Bar. A band turned me onto that by covering it by the Replicants did a cover of that song.
Man, I know I had that album at one time. And it had some great songs like that Cinnamon Girl cover by Neil Young. It was on singles. It was from the soundtrack from the film More, which the B-side of this song was Ibiza Bar.
I love Ibiza Bar.
This was recorded March 1969, written by Roger Waters. It was a single in 1969.
Yeah, I really need to get some of the more older Pink Floyd stuff because I don't have it. I mean, I could listen to it online, but...
Yeah.
I think I need to get the lens on my CD player cleaned, because whether it's a brand new CD...
I haven't even thought about doing that in years.
My CDs are skipping. Yeah. My CDs have been skipping. So it's like...
Don't you think that they should invent a thing that when it skips, it should just make it sound like a record skip? Like the record, like the needle.
Uh-huh.
Like a buzz and a crackle.
Yeah, make it sound like it's a record.
Mm-hmm. There's only three people on this song. They didn't have on the Nile song. Is this the Nile?
No, it's the end of Astronomy Domini.
Oh.
It's giving me a hard time.
It was they didn't have the keyboards going on. It was probably... one of the heaviest songs the band's ever recorded.
Yeah, the Melvins even do a cover of it.
It's a series of modulations beginning at A and then rising a whole step with each repeat cycling through six different keys, returning to the starting point of A and continuing into pattern as the song fades out.
Wow. It's pretty cool.
It's been covered by the Necros on their 1986 album Tangled Up, Red Temple Spirits,
the Melvins,
Merry Goes Rounds, by Panthers and Voivod, and by Dreadnought. And you said the Melvins?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody needs to Wikipedia that up there.
Wick it up, mudda humpa.
Wick it up.
That's Paul Stanley when he loses all of his teeth. Wick it up. He's telling what you to do when you get an incision after you have a cyst removed. You got to wick it up.
Yeah. Ibiza Bar song, I don't know much about that one either.
I don't
Ibiza Bar? I don't remember how that one goes.
I don't even think I've heard the original. I remember hearing the Replicants do it, which was an awesome cover, but see, I can't find out what's going on with this fucking YouTube. Shit. Almost said Red Tube.
Yeah, the Nile song starts off with a very similar guitar rhythm.
As what?
Ibiza Bar.
Ah.
But it does not change key, staying with a verse of E and D major chords and a chorus revolving to A major.
Ibiza Bar.
The chorus could be said to modulate via a series of chords based on accidentals. All major,
me.
A to C, blah, blah. And he used a good deal of an echo on his effect, Gilmore did.
Did he?
Yep. Yeah. Some of the heavier sounding songs up there with them from songs such as Young Lust with The Wall.
I need a dirty woman.
Yep.
Huh. Amazing. Well,
that's thanks. amazing background.
That's for turning me onto that, because I'd never heard of that song before. And I call myself a Pink Floyd fan.
Who'd you say? Oh, Replicants.
Ibiza Bar.
Yeah, they covered that, as did Love Battery.
I don't know who Love Battery is. Well,
the
maybe
psychedelic grunge band
from Seattle, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were on the Sub Pop.
Yeah,
they were on the Sub Pop compilation, the Grunge mm-hmm. Years, I believe.
Love Battery.
Yeah, that's when you like getting the shit beat out of
you. There is psychedelic grunge, it says.
Or is that what keeps your vibrator
mm-hmm.
going?
They had associated acts of MLB, MHGR, and PUSA. You know all those bands?
President of the United States of America? Mm-hmm. Guns N' Roses?
No, GR.
Yeah. Oh, Green River.
Uh-huh.
What was the other ones?
MH and MLB.
Mother Love Bone and MH.
Mud Honey.
Oh, MH. M.
Yep.
You're like, well.
Dan Peters was a past member of Love Battery, which I do believe went on to Mud Honey. I don't recognize any of these other names, but they probably went on to those other bands that I didn't pay too much attention to.
Dan Peters was in Nirvana for 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. He's a good drummer. I like his stylings.
Yeah. Didn't really flash up anything.
Yeah. Their name, Love Battery, is same song of the same name, Buzzcocks.
Ooh, Buzzcocks.
Yep. Yeah. They were formed in 89.
Hmm.
Yep, Dan Peters left the band before they put out the first single, and then he was replaced by Skinyard drummer.
Hmm.
And then they got signed by Sub Pop.
Skinyard drummer.
Skinyard.
That was Jack Endino's band.
Huh. And then at one point, they brought in an array of drummers, including Dan Peters and guy from drummer Mike Musburger. You know who he played for?
I don't.
The Posies and Fastbacks.
Huh. I guess I'm not a very good grunge fan.
But there it is. They reunited in 2011.
There it is. Whoop. There it is.
Yep, and they still have a MySpace page.
Yeah, I still get emails every day. Let me just share with you for a second, like Ted Nugent would say. Let's see which ones I haven't deleted yet. Because apparently MySpace is blowing up, y'all. You should mm-hmm. check it out. I'm not getting a very good signal right now. It says, I don't know who Naomi Weinstein is, but check out Naomi Weinstein's new status update.
She can Weinstein with the Weinsteins.
She can?
You got a stein of wine.
Who even is that?
Do you have a stein of wine? I think stein's more for beer, though.
It might be a steen. Might be Weinstein. Dean Ween Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
God, now I can't even find any of them.
What are you looking for?
All those emails that I get saying, check out Carl Sundberg's new MySpace.
Man, that guy's on MySpace a lot, isn't he?
I guess.
You get more MySpace messages than you do Google Plex messages.
Fuck yeah, I do.
Whatever that is. Do people use that? Google Plus? Who's using Google Plus?
Nobody that I really know. Just people who say...
Plus it.
Linked up. I got a...
What the hell is that, even?
That's another site.
I know it is, but it's like, I don't think I'm professional enough in any field for to be linked up.
Link up, dude. Check out Tiffany Beattie's MySpace.
I don't need to join every social network.
Well, you sure do.
Do I?
I think you do.
Damn it. And I got to sign up for Reverb Nation. And I got to sign up for...
Friendspace. What's that? Is that a thing?
It better be.
It has to be an old thing. That
Yeah, and then you got to go with OK Cupid.
Okay.
And then ChristianMingles.com.
If you're going with OK Cupid, you might as well sign up for fucking chat roulette. It's like watching an episode of Game of Thrones. A lot of flaccid wieners, 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 wieners. Lots of floppy wieners. Floppy, 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 floppy wieners.
I've never gone on the chat roulette, but I did see those YouTube videos of that guy who would just play piano for people that would randomly show up on his chat roulette, which was pretty funny.
Really?
Because he'd do, like, improv stuff. Like, people would just show up there, and it'd be, like, chicks or something. And he'd just sing about, like, check out the person sitting in the dark, because it'd be all dark. You got glasses on, and I can't see you, because you're not in a well-lit room. And he'd just play piano while he just...
That was perfect.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I didn't know about any penises on there. They flash penises. I would imagine so if it's like a random video feed.
Yeah.
It would make sense.
All right, let's do this before I forget. That's the new theme song for this segment. It's called What's in Hans' CD Player? 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 What's in Hans' CD Player?
What is in there?
What's in Holmes' CD player?
What is in there?
Wiki, wiki, woo! He's listening to some Pelican today.
Oh, nice.
Look at the Pelican! Pelican!
You know what I got in my CD player is a peanut butter sandwich, damn kids.
Oh, dude. Ah! I just found an Eggo in my VCR.
Oh!
He's listening to the self-titled Pelican release, which is somewhat of a super group. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Pelican.
Yeah, are they from the Bay?
Yes, they are from the Bay Area, and when they play, they all stand on one leg. Oh, wait, that's the flamingos. They do scoop up fish in their mouth on stage when they play. No, I think there's members of bands like cool other bands.
These guys are from Chicago, though, you're talking about. They're from Southern Lord.
Yeah, they are from Southern Lord. Members of ISIS.
ISIS. Tusk.
Issa is the person.
Russian circles, which is like a circle jerk, but it's played with a revolver.
Okay. See, now here's another thing that we experience every once in a while. Pelican is a post-metal band.
Oh, yeah, because metal doesn't exist anymore.
That's right. After metal, what is there? There's Pelican, because they're post-metal. That's the metal that you make a post out of, like like a flag post. Wait, no, that's a flagpole. They have an album called What We All Come to Need, but Hans is listening to whatever I already said. Can't remember right now, because I'm retarded. No, they're post-metal quartet. They're on an indefinite hiatus right now. Their sound draws from stoner rock, doom metal, and post-rock. Because rock is dead, too, you know.
Yeah. You know, locally, when they came out with their album What We All Come to Need.
Yeah, the one I just said, yeah.
Uh-huh.
What?
Two people appeared on the album, and in celebration of new they had a... There's a restaurant called Kuma's Corner, and they had a Pelican Burger that night.
Ah, and they said, hey, let's name our band that.
No, that was in honor of their album coming out.
Oh.
They served a Pelican Burger, which I think was a double patty, two slices of cheese, and a single.
Remember when I needed to sneeze?
Vinyl single on there. Hey,
I finally
that was
got
like Wednesday.
It took me 2 days, and it finally came out, dude. Awesome. I feel so much better now. It's fucking amazing. Wow. I feel like Steve Harvey. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Everybody says?
Wow. Almost can't believe that. Wow.
Everybody says?
Survey says, and then apparently when I record them off Game Show Network, I don't get the ones with the guy from Tool Time with Tim Allen. Remember that guy was a host for 5 minutes? Those aren't good.
Like 5 years.
I don't like that guy.
The Louis Anderson too for a while.
Yeah, and then another guy, Johnny Parr or something Parr or something.
I'm John Lombar.
Yeah. He had a bad back.
He did. That's why he had to leave the show.
I know. He's like, oh, my lumbar is killing me here. I didn't write anything we talked about today, Dan. I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about something.
We thank you guys for listening to what we were talking about.
Hey, it's almost not the end of the season, remember? It's like 640 episode.
Is this 640?
No, yeah, we're at episode 640, but it's not that near the end of the season.
I know, normally we'd only have like two more episodes left, but we're going to six.
We're
six.
Going...
We might just go hundreds from
time.
Now. We just might go hundreds from now on. We're tossing around the idea, and that way we'll always know that we're actually 400 episodes behind what the number actually is, but we'll have more... iTunes cred when it says we have 700 episodes.
What's the difference between the song Big Time and Sledgehammer?
Just the artist.
Are they different artists?
Oh, no, that's the same Peter Gabriel, huh?
Yeah.
I thought it was Steve Winwood. I thought it was Steve Winwood.
Big Time Sledgehammer.
Yep. I got a Big Time Sledgehammer. It's like a Crazy Crying Amazing Crazy by Aerosmith. It's four songs in one. It's a Sledgehammer, Big Time. And then that other one, Rolling Down off Salisbury Hill.
Rolling down on Big Time Sledgehammer.
Shock the monkey.
See, that one's in there.
Peter Gabriel is a one-trick pony.
He's a one-trick monkey.
You're a real one-note pony, aren't you, there, Rickles?
Why does he got to shock the monkey? That ain't cool. Peter should be on his ass.
Remember when Ozzy did that song with Peter Gabriel?
What? That happened?
That happened. Wow. Let's listen to that on Monday.
Remember when Axl Rose did Free Ballin' with Tom Petty?
I saw him free balling one time on Instagram. He was wearing them short shorts from the 70s. His fucking balls were hanging right.
He always wore those on
his
stage.
His balls were hanging right out of his bandana. Wait, maybe those were Slash's balls. Covering up Axl's eyes. Asshole rolls. We'd like you to go to tagcastpodcast.com and go to Amazon through there. There's an Amazon shop, Amazon link. You click on it, you go buy stuff for yourself and your family. Check out terryguile.com. I got at least three or four shows listed on there. I'll be telling you about them coming up in the plugs after the show. And also, why don't you go check out dudeschillin.com or pizza now or pizza-now.com. It's a dash.
It's a dash now.
It's like a hyphen. Would you call it a hyphen or a dash?
A dash. The other thing is an underscore. But you could go hyphen. They're both the same things.
Yeah, I think a hyphen is a dash.
But sometimes, if you're not careful, you could break a hyphen.
Yeah, just in a dash.
Mm-hmm. Then you got one of those double dashes.
Like I just dashed in there real quick. Mm-hmm. She was dashing, young lady, and I broke her hyphen.
She was dashing through that snow.
I broke her hyphen and became a double hyphen. Which can sometimes be confused with a backslash, which sometimes happens when you break a hyphen. Check
forward out slash backslash.
Dudeschillin.com. That's a good thing to check out. Zappacast.com. Check that out. We should be releasing a new episode soon. Mm-hmm. We're struggling with ourselves. I'm struggling whether
we're
we should.
We're celebrating Thingfish.
Yeah, we are. And I'm trying to decide whether we should do actually Francesco Zappa or not. I don't think we're going to do it because it's not Frank Zappa's music. And I did mention at the end of Thingfish that we'll be covering Francesco Zappa, but I think we're going to skip it and just go to the Mothers of Prevention, which I told people on our site that that was the next episode, and a lady said, you mean the Mothers of Invention?
She even frowny-faced you.
I know. Like, I don't know what I'm... Who are these guys? They don't know what they're talking about.
I don't know. She probably unfriended us.
So I had to tell her, hey, they had an album in the 80s called Meet the Mothers of Prevention, a play on words. It's something that Frank used to like to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
What is... I know. I saw that and I was like...
Hey, and because of Christmas is coming and you guys are going to buy stuff for your family and friends, you should buy the new Trailer Park Boys board game.
It's called... Yeah, that's a great game.
Freedom
35. It.
Unfortunately, it cost like $50.
Nope. You got to go and steal it. It's the big job.
The big dirty job.
Yep. You got to go and steal the game. That's the whole game.
If you go on eBay, maybe you can find a cheap version of it of somebody who bought it and thought it wasn't that fun or something.
But no, that's the big dirty. You go and steal the game, and then you bring it home, and you sell it on eBay for $200.
Well, you steal one piece at a time from all your friends. That way you never get caught. It's just small crimes.
Yep.
All right, so thanks for listening, you guys. We'll see you on a Monday.
A Monday.
Listen to Shock the Monkey by Ozzy.
Rock me on your monkey.
Metal on your Peter Gabriel. Oh.
Bye.
Hey, all you pluggers. Here's some shows coming up that you might want to go to check out. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to kind of separate them a little bit, segregation here in the plug section between comedy and music. We're going to roll through as many comedy shows that I can think of off the top of my head right now. Let's see. We got, well, of course, first and foremost, even though it's not first and last, January 3rd at Denny's Lounge at 3435 Spicer Drive here in Albany, right off I-5, exit 233. It's the Grand Slam Comedy Show, the second one. It's Noriko Ott and Tim Hammer coming down from Portland. Jesse Priest coming from Salem. Gatch will be hosting the show. I'll do a set as well. And that'll be fun times. It's a free show. It's 21 and over. It starts about 9 o'clock, and there will be an open mic afterwards. So that's always cool. Don't forget, there's lots of open mics for you to do around the area. Every Tuesday, we got like open mic in Salem at the Capital City Theater. Every Wednesday, we have an open mic in Eugene at Tiny's Tavern at 3rd and Blair in the Whitaker District. And then every Thursday, it's open mic at the Green Room in Eugene, 7th and Willamette. Just check out for times. I mean, just get down there and get some stage time if you want it. Every other Monday at Taylor's in Eugene, it's Donk Gong Comedy Show with the K-Fly guys. So lots of comedy going on. Let's see. I'm going to be doing comedy at the Jose Youth Shelter 2 days after Christmas because I love to give back to my community. I'll be telling jokes for kids between the ages of 16 and 22 that are homeless and in need of some laughs, because laughter sometimes is the best medicine. I don't know if anyone else is available to go to that, but just wanted to let you guys know that I'm doing that. And then the 28th, I'll be at Sam Bond's Garage right across the street from Tiny's Tavern doing the Clean Comedy Show. We bleep ourselves. That way you don't have to hear all that filth, flarn and filth. Let's see, other comedy shows. Jerry Seinfeld is coming to the Holt Center on February 7th, and Bill Cosby is coming to the Holt Center on March 2nd for an early 2 p.m. show because he's got to get home to get to bed by 5. Mike Birbiglia is coming to the Newmark Theater in Portland on the 24th of January, and I believe he's got a Eugene show too coming. I'm not sure. I thought I saw something about McDonald Theater. I will research that and look it up for y'all. And then at the end of the month, it's the same day as Bleepin' Funny. It's Seth Milstein's Comedy is Advertised at the Granary. And, oh, why did that happen? The song stopped, but I'm not going to stop talking. Somebody is just trying to call me right now, and I'm not home. Sorry about that. Mike McGowan has Pantsless Comedy every second Friday of the month at Cornucopia. And that's all I'm going to give you for comedy right now. I don't know who these are, but they were just announced. There's a concert coming up by White Chocolate and the Cigarettes. That's at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. That's coming up this Thursday, so I just wanted to say it. I don't even care about it. There's some shows I do care about.
Also coming on December 24th, Santa.
Yeah, to a house near you. If you can fit down your chimney. DRI is going to be in Portland with Word of Lies, Vultures in the Sky, and Roadkill Carnivore on January 17th, Hawthorne Theater. Philip H. Anselmo and the Illegals with The Hymns and Author and Punisher. It's the Technicians of Distortion Tour. That's going to be at the Hawthorne Theater as well. That's January 18th. We've got a lot of good shows coming up. Death Angel's coming. Soulfly's coming. Too many to mention, so I'm just going to leave it for next week. And if somebody doesn't quit calling me, I'm going to kick their asses because I'm trying to finish this here. This was the most interesting plugs anywhere ever. Thanks for listening, and we will see you guys some other day. Go back to Tagcast Podcast and listen to our show. It's funny and stuff. All right. Peace out.